Welcome to another episode of Mass Monologues. Today I have with me Doss, and I'm so excited to have him on my podcast. He was on a previous episode, or we had done this podcast before, but what happened is it just wasn't working out, so we're redoing it today. Doss, can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, no problem. My name is Doss Leibowitz. I am 17 years old. I'm a singer and an independent artist myself. I do pop punk music, and my stage name is Youngside.
Wow, that's wonderful. Can you tell us how long you've been doing this for?
Yeah, I've been doing music for roughly 4.5 years.
And why did you start delving into music? What brought you into the music scene?
The reason I started doing music is because a few years ago, I dealt with suicide, depression, a lot of that stuff. And I found a gift and a talent and a way out of that path that I was in. And that was music. And I started learning how to sing because I knew my gift could help somebody else someday. And I'm just trying to change the world one step at a time.
Oh, that's a wonderful reason. Did you, with your music, do you write lyrics that are related to your mental health journey, what you're experiencing?
Yes, I did. And there's a song about bullying I wrote. I think it's called No, I Know. And I'll have the Spotify link somewhere. I'm guessing something like that. You can listen to it with.
Can you tell me what the story behind it was?
Okay. There were these kids, middle school, 7th grade, I think. Might be 8th. But there were these kids bullying people, pushing me and stuff like that, to do these things. And I was like a really tiny kid back then. I wasn't strong like I am today or anything like that. I was like really scrawny. And I got picked on and stuff. This is before I learned music. And it just like really tore my mental health down. You have no idea how much bullying can affect your mental health. And it made me want to just not be on the list.
So you're writing songs to encourage kids or youth who feel as though they're alone and telling them that there is hope, that they can turn to a creative endeavor or music or any form of art. Is that what your main message is for your artist profile?
Yes, my main message is that when I sign off and I say young for life, meaning that anybody can do anything they want, but you're not going to be able to do it if you don't believe you can do it. And I believe I can do it, and look where I'm at now.
Yeah. And so with your musical journey, did you have anybody helping you out? Did you have support? How did you start writing music? Were there people encouraging you?
Yeah. So first of all, my parents used to not support me because they didn't like some profanity I had in my music. So I changed it up a little bit. I made sure my songs were more in the track that I was trying to do, because you gotta let your emotions out, and sometimes it can be a profanity, sometimes it's not, and it's just like a mix. But definitely, my parents did not support me at first. Now they do support me. We have a vocal instructor. She supports me for sure. She helps me a lot. And friends. There's a friend named Dylan Jefferson I have. He's my best friend, and he's helped me every step of the way, even before my parents didn't support me.
Wow, that's wonderful. So with your vocal instructor or your friends, how involved are they in the music making process? Do you go to them when you have a song idea and ask them their opinion, or do you write the songs with them?
I ask them for their opinion, and my vocal instructor, sometimes we write songs together.
And how does that usually go? Do you have this little melody, or does it start from lyrics and then do you bring it into her?
So what we do is we write down a list of nouns and a list of pronouns, and then all based on this one picture that we pull to internet or something like that. We look at that picture and we're trying to make a poem off of it. And after we make a poem off of it, instead of using a poem, not a rap song, but instead of using a poem, what we do is take some words of the poem, some sentences, and we put them into lyrics, and we build a hook. And then after we build a hook, and you start building down.
So do most of your songs start off with a hook, then, do you find?
Yes, I would say some of them start off with a hook. Sometimes you scratch the hook and we write a new chorus, but
yeah. That's wonderful. When you have the hook, how do you go into putting chords to it? Do you have to play around on a keyboard and find the chords that match it and just change it up and work along as you're going?
Piano-wise and keyboard-wise, I don't think you normally use those. Piano sometimes, it's more of vocal warm-ups. What we do is use these guitars a lot.
Do you play guitar or what
I do not
instruments
guitar.
do you use?
My friends normally do play guitars. I play a little bit of piano and that's it.
Oh, do you ever record the piano in your production?
I have never recorded a piano thing that I've done. Just because I'm not that good at piano, and I don't feel like it could be beneficial in the song. Because like my songs are like sad piano type songs; they're more guitar and drums and all that.
So your strong suit in the music process, the music making process, would be your vocals and lyric writing. Would you say that?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And have you ever branched into music production, or have you mainly stuck to the singing and the songwriting?
Can you elaborate more in that?
So have you ever tried to go in a digital audio software and set up some chords, or do you send that off to a producer and just have your vocal recordings? How do you usually record your songs?
So basically, what I do is I don't normally go to a studio yet and I record, and then I'll have the vocals and the beat on the same tied together. We'll send them in two different stems, and I'll send them over to my producer or engineer, and they'll mix it and they'll get it.
And what's it like being in the studio environment? Do you find it intimidating or is it comforting?
No, I don't find it any of it at all. I find it very, very comforting and just it's just chill. It's vibe. It's a really good vibe.
Do you normally produce your tracks in the same studio, or do you change studios?
No, we don't leave the same studio unless I'm in like LA or something.
Yeah, so you're more used to it. It just feels normal. It feels like home in a sense.
Yeah, don't you like home?
Yeah. And so when you're recording vocals, are there times where the producer says, oh, you should go back and record this take? How many takes does it usually take for you to get a song done?
That's a crazy one. Normally it takes me about 50 to 100 takes. I'm not
Yeah,
gonna lie to you.
I know. Most people think they can do it first take or second take, but those are the people who aren't as experienced, and you realize, nope, it's actually 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 takes before I get the song.
Yep, that's exactly how it is.
Yeah. And it's just breaking it up, putting it into one space. You don't take one entire vocal, you piece it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, are there times where you're self-critical and you think, no, I don't like how I said that phrase, and you actually think I want to go back and fix that?
Oh yeah, I do that 100% all the time.
When you do that, how many times do you redo that take before you think it's okay or it's good, or when do you know when it's done?
I would say about the same, but like for let's say it's one sentence, I would go back over it. It takes 10 minutes.
Have you ever gone into the studio and just you've been there for, I don't know how long it takes to do vocal takes in the studio for you, but you've been there for a long time and you're just not getting it? What do you do in that situation?
If I'm just not getting it, so we spend more than 3 hours in the studio. If I'm just not getting it, then I go home because it's not my day for me. And this is a very important thing for artists and singers. There's some days that your voice will be good and some days it'll suck. The reason behind that is it's easier how much congestion you have, how much fluid you have in your system, and it needs to all be fleshed out. And what if your voice is not good? That's why your voices will just suck some days and not suck some days.
I feel as though the most difficult part for artists, singer-songwriters, musicians is that they're so hard on themselves when they're not getting it right that day, and they just think, oh, they're terrible. But then you leave it maybe for a 2 days and you come back and you're spectacular. It's top-notch. May I ask, do you do live performances by any chance?
I do want to do live performances. I have never done one yet. I am looking forward to doing some in the summer. I just need to find somebody in the Atlanta area to help me out with that because I don't really got connections right now. But soon enough, there will be some shows. Yes.
Okay, so currently your songs are exclusively on streaming platforms.
Yes, that's correct.
Can you tell me about like the publishing process for songs? What do you do for your marketing strategies? How do you grow an audience?
Yeah, no problem. So normally how we grow an audience is the song has to be good, number one.
Yes.
Number two, you're gonna have connections, which means people higher up in them. There's a phrase you could say, it's not about how much, it's about who you know. And it can go wrong and right in some ways, which means sometimes that phrase can be right, sometimes that phrase can be wrong, but it's also right some of the times because people higher up is gonna help you get higher up with them. And you can't be low and then go to somebody low because then they can't help you if they're not as high as the other person is, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so it seems like network is a huge component of growing a musical audience, of gaining a community. Have there been any people that you've met who have really helped you grow in terms of building your audience?
Not too many now. I don't want to name some names, confidential stuff. But I would keep my secrets to myself. I'm a very mysterious guy. But I would say there definitely are some, yes.
Yeah. And how would you go about finding people who are able to grow your audience? How do you go about it for any artists or singer-songwriters who want to grow their audience? How do you make these connections?
Reach out to other artists that you see on Instagram Reels, TikTok, just DM them, message them. I message so many. Very few respond because they're higher level than me. But if they're a lower level than you, the same level as you, they'll definitely respond. But if they're higher level, it'll be so much of a chance that they won't respond.
Yes. And so it just seems as though you have to connect with all the people who are on the same level as you before you can, gain attraction and attention and then shout out to the people who are higher level. Would you say that's correct?
I would say it's a little bit correct, yes, but also you need some money. Money was what makes the girl go round. And the reason for that is you can't even market someone. I would say get Google ads, get YouTube ads, get Spotify ads everywhere for your music because that will definitely boost your engagement. That is what I do. That's one secret that I've not told anybody, and that will help other artists.
And do you find that there's a lot of conversions on the ads that you pay for? Because if you think about other artists out there, they might not be willing to initially invest in ads or, I guess, Spotify ads, Google ads. They might be hesitant and just want to grow organically. Have you noticed that there has been more of a return than you put into it for ads?
There's definitely more of a return, but not in money-wise. It will give you real followers. It will give you real engagement, but you're going to lose money because you're not going to be making as much money as you spent on the ad.
And how would you say that artists should go about making an income from their music? Because with Spotify or streaming platforms, you only get paid about, I can't remember, is it 1 cent, 2 cents per stream? Is it somewhere around there?
Somewhere around there, yeah. Like 19,000 streams for me is $15.
So how do you go about paying for ads? Because I don't even know how much ads cost, but if they're more than you're making in streams, how do you become a sustainable artist?
Google ads range from a very to $30 to $40. They're not that expensive and they're forever. So I would definitely do that, but also get a job. I know people are like, oh, I don't want to get a job because I don't want to be known as the artist, but you're not a big shot yet. There's people higher than you that have gotten a job and they left the job and now their music is their job. So you need to humble yourself a little bit and get a job because that job is going to help you in life. Number one, learn a lot of life goals so you're not stuck up when you're big. Number two, it's going to help you grow with your music because money is what makes the world go round, right? So get a job. That's what I do. I work at Domino's and I'm still have only have 8,000 followers. That's what it is.
No, a lot of people I find they anticipate this instant growth as they can just quit their job and then all of a sudden tomorrow they're a big shot. But the truth is, it never works that way. Most of the time, people have a side job and then they have their creative outlet or their side hustle. And eventually, over time, that replaces their main job, but it's not instantaneous.
Yes, definitely. And another big thing is what I want people to know is don't do bots. Please don't search up on the internet. How can I get, can I buy 5,000 followers? Because every time there's something that promises you that, it's fake. It's bots. And bots tank your things. Bots will get you shadow banned, meaning you won't have any growth at all. And it won't, they'll ban you, but in a sense of you won't pop up to anyone's playlist, but you'll be able to still use your account, do that and post and all that stuff, but you're only going to get this minimum amount of viewers. You won't get to grow anymore. Bots do that to you and they'll hurt you. Sure, you'll look like a big shot to your friends until your friends find out that you bought it and then you're going to get made fun of.
Yes. No, I actually had this encounter with an account that I was creating, and I thought that it was an organic account that they've had a lot of following. So I asked if they could do a story post or just get more engagement on my site. And it turns out it was an entire like bot site. Their Instagram was just bots, all their followers. So you have to look at the comments and all the likes to see that, oh, this is not legitimate, and filter those out. Because if you're trying to grow an audience, you don't want bots. You want actual people who fall in love with your music.
Yeah, fall in love with your music, fall in love with your art, your creativity, whatever it is, whatever you do with bots, they're not gonna help you. I'll tell you right now.
And do you have any tips for artists or singer-songwriters knowing what you know now?
Say it true to yourself. I'm not that big yet, and I'll see you at the top.
Okay. I am going to wrap up this episode now. It was wonderful speaking to you. And honestly, everything you said here, I believe will resonate with a lot of musicians, singer-songwriters out there. And do you have any social media platforms, websites that you'd like to shout out to?
Yeah, no problem. So first one would be YouTube. I only have 2,000 subscribers on YouTube right now. Trying to get to 8K, which is what my Instagram is. And it's all Youngside, and Youngside spelled YOUNGSCIDE. And if you want to look me up on Spotify, SoundCloud, anything like that, it's all Youngside. So all you have to do is just search that name up and I'll pop up. And I love all my new fans. I love all my current fans and hope you can come on a journey with me.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful having you. And if you listeners like this podcast and you want more episodes, please do share it with a friend or family member. Thank you so much. Bye.
Do you know? Tell me that you will stay.